here's a story from The World.
Ai Weiwei is China's most famous contemporary artist and activist. He is unsparing in his criticism of the Chinese government. 10 years ago, Ai Weiwei spent 80 days in detention. When the Chinese government released him, he felt an urgency to write down his story. If he was detained again, he thought, he wanted his then 2-year-old son to know who he was. Another factor that led him to pen and paper, Ai Weiwei's own father.
I realized I know very little about my father.
His late father, Ai Qing, was a famous poet whose persecution during China's Cultural Revolution defined Ai Weiwei's upbringing.
So I think I need to do a lot of research to understand who he is. That's basically why I write this memoir.
Ai Weiwei's memoir has just been published. It's called A Thousand Years of Joys and Sorrows. Ai Weiwei spoke earlier this week with The World's Carol Hills.
Your father was quite a remarkable man. He was an intellectual who was both wooed by Mao Zedong in the 1940s and then spurned by him after the revolution. Why did Mao Zedong want his support?
So my father was already very well-known among the young progressive students or intellectuals. He created a new language which really relates to modernism. And his poetry is very, very emotional. He really used modern daily language to write poetry.
And Mao Zedong and the communists wanted his support because they wanted intellectuals to sign on with the communists?
Not only that, he is already very influential. And also a lot of people reading his poetry become revolutionary. So they think his writing will be very influential in terms of communist struggle.
You know, your father then threw his hat in with the communists somewhat reluctantly, but then fell out of favor after the revolution. The communists kind of turned on him and intellectuals and said all art and literature had to support the Communist Party. There's a really poignant image in your book when you describe you're 10 years old and you're helping your father burn his books. This was at the start of the Cultural Revolution. Do you remember what you felt at that time?
Well, young boy, of course, you felt your parents scared. That kind of feeling is not only your family, it's the whole society so afraid of something happens to them. And my father decided to burn all his poetry books and art books because the Red Guard in Cultural Revolution, they always come to my home to search for some kind of anti-revolution traces. They would kick the door open and check on all the letters or books.
These were the Red Guards, the famous Red Guards during the Cultural Revolution?
Yes.
You were forced to live in cold and remote parts of China. For a period of time, you lived in a dugout with him, and food was scarce. I mean, the images that we learn about the Cultural Revolution are one you saw up close. Your father was forced to wear a dunce cap and parade around the village being jeered at. Did the experience of growing up as somebody whose father was being persecuted, did it make you in some ways feel comfortable with being an outsider?
You have no choice. It can be extremely harsh. But many people lost their lives during that period and that kind of struggle.
Did that experience, though, make you wary about ever being an insider?
Since I was born, my father was being criticized. So I always feel we are being singled out from the society as an anti-party or anti-people, you know. So, yeah, this is a given condition.
For much of your time as a critic and dissident when you were still in China, you've had ways to communicate with the outside. You've had Twitter, Facebook, email, the international media. Your father didn't have any of that. Does that make you think differently about how he handled his own persecution and the harsh experiences you went through as a kid?
Yes, that is a dramatic difference. Maybe because I realize my father is lacking any possibilities to express his true feelings, not even one sentence. So that pushed me into the internet because I really want to have clearly my voice to be heard. there's no such opportunity for any Chinese in past thousands years. And I think I grabbed the opportunity and I did a lot on the internet.
You live in exile now. You have your self-expression back. But have you lost something in the trade-off?
I think, yes. I don't have a so-called normal life or natural life now. I'm traveling. I'm always staying in hotels. Always have a sense of unfamiliarness with me. So, you know, you become a true foreigner or a true outsider.
Ai Weiwei, what would you like your father to understand about you?
It's my responsibility to be myself.
And do you think you're being yourself?
I'm trying.
Ai Weiwei, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was artist and activist Ai Weiwei speaking with my colleague Carol Hills about his new memoir, 1,000 Years of Joys and Sorrows.